buried. But to the federal government, those vows don't count. Enter the Supreme Court, hearing a gay marriage case for the second day in a row.
The Defense of Marriage Act, the 1996 law, defines marriage as only between one man and one woman. Same-sex couples legally married in 9 states call that discrimination, since it denies benefits afforded to traditionally married couples. Supporters counter the federal government does have an interest in promoting traditional marriage and cannot be dictated to by states. At the Supreme Court, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
It's been a debate across the country. Should you have to show ID to vote? They will now in Virginia. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
Yes, next year in Virginia, to get a ballot, you're going to have to show a photo ID. Governor Bob McDonnell, a Republican, signing the legislation into law, making the Commonwealth the 5th state where a photo ID election requirement is in force. It replaces a less stringent ID requirement, which Republicans say is necessary to prevent voting fraud. But opponents see it as an attempt to suppress voter turnout among those who would normally vote for Democrats. Under the law, voters who can't afford to pay for an ID can get one free. Dave?
Mike, NATO says a joint operation with Afghan forces has killed 20 insurgents in eastern Afghanistan, including a local Taliban commander. He wants to become a voice for veterans' issues. But first, David Petraeus is...
reiterating how deeply I regret and apologize for the circumstances that led to my resignation from the CIA and caused such pain.
Those circumstances, an extramarital affair. Petraeus got a standing ovation from veterans at an ROTC dinner at the University of Southern California. Walmart says it might have done something wrong. The world's largest retailer says it authorized millions of dollars in payments in Mexico to speed up getting building permits, and it will likely incur losses in the probes into whether Walmart violated anti-bribery laws. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still gonna give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
Hi, I'm Locke Paschal, interior designer at Wilton's Office Works. Stan, Marlo, and I would like to thank you for your continued support during our current remodel and wanted to give you an update on how things are progressing. We're very close to the end of renovations on the interior, Wilton's, so come by and take a look. Our next step will be the exterior, so be on the lookout as you pass our showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. I'd like to invite you to stop in and visit us as we celebrate our improvements and find us online at Wilton's.com.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
All right, so it's springtime. That means that we've got warm weather from here on, right? Okay, and we might. We very well could. But it's when the weather is cold, when that north wind is blowing, that you may know that your windows are not doing their job. Well, you know it then, but they're not doing their job any day, no matter what the weather's like outside. They could be leaking out the air that you're trying to cool on the inside of your house, or air that you don't want coming into your house is because your windows don't seal tightly because they are old. Well, that's where Intercon comes in. One phone call to Intercon, 823-3639. Folks will come out from Intercon. They'll assess your situation, let you know whether you can repair your existing windows or put new windows in, and they'll give you an estimate and leave you alone. There's never any high pressure from Intercon. And I mention that because there are people in the window business who do use high-pressure techniques. But Intercon doesn't. This is a home-owned company. The people who work for them every day. They're not crews who come in from out of town to do the work. They work for Intercon every day. Let them go to work for you. Give Intercon a call at 823-3639.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The A&M Police Department is seeking assistance in locating a missing student. 19-year-old Anderson Olden Puckett was last seen Sunday night leaving his campus apartment. Puckett was reported missing by his parents, who are concerned about his welfare. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a photo of Puckett, as well as contact information in case you know of the student's whereabouts. The main runway at Easterwood Airport was closed part of yesterday afternoon. Director of Aviation John Happ says a student pilot landing from Temple had some trouble with his single-engine plane.
Fortunately, thank goodness, no one was hurt. A lot of damage to the prop and to the nose gear, but other than that, that was the only damage. And we've switched to the other runway, and none of the traffic was delayed, thank goodness, and we now have the aircraft off of the main runway, and the traffic is back on the main runway.
A photo of the plane being moved off the runway, minus its front landing gear, is on our website at WTAW.com. The widow of an A&M professor who jumped to his death from a parking garage has spoken about her husband's life.
Miriam Awney tells the Associated Press she's not excusing the actions of her husband, but she says James Awney was duped by a Louisiana man who she says orchestrated a blackmail scheme that ultimately led to the professor's death. Federal authorities accused Daniel Duplessis of using an underage girl to lure James Awney into a sexually explicit online relationship and then contacted the professor acting as an outraged father to demand money. Court records show text messages between Duplessis and Awney indicate the threats to publicize the relationship contributed to the communication professor's decision to commit suicide. Duplessis is also accused of using the same scheme against others. Yesterday in federal court, he pleaded not guilty and remains jailed without bond. His trial is scheduled for May 28th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A boyfriend and girlfriend living in North Zulch are accused of rural burglaries in multiple counties. Leon County Sheriff Kevin Ellis says an observant neighbor caught the pair in the act earlier this month.
They had ties to the Waco area where they were living, then they moved to North Zulch about a month and a half ago. And the burglary started occurring in Limestone County and into the northwest corner of Leon County.
Ellis says they're still tracking down burglary victims based on the wide variety of stolen property.
They were taking everything out, furniture, household appliances, just taking everything. Some of this they were selling on Craigslist. We're looking into other ways that they were getting rid of this property.
22-year-old Ethan Tinkham and 39-year-old Jennifer K. Walla were taken to jail, and the sheriff says there could be more arrests from the thefts in Leon and Limestone counties. Construction is expected to start this summer on a $91 million vaccine manufacturing building in the BioCorridor. Drug maker GlaxoSmithKline is considered the key partner at A&M's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing. A&M System Vice Chancellor Brett Girard, in comments made available by the governor's office, said this capped 3 years of negotiations.
The facility, and more importantly, the highly trained people who work in that facility, will eventually provide 50 million doses of pandemic influenza vaccine to our nation within 4 months of that pandemic strain notification by the U.S. government.
A 110,000-square-foot building is in what Girard called the advanced schematic phase of design. The deal, announced yesterday, follows last July's dedication of the A&M Vaccine Center. And 6 weeks have passed since Brian's Knights of Columbus Hall fire, which killed two firemen and left two others in a Galveston burn unit.
I got a chance to see our firefighters, Ricky Mantine, Mitch Morin, and Galveston yesterday. Both are still in the blocker burn unit at John Seeley Hospital in continue to undergo frequent and very painful surgeries and just the daily care of their burns.
An update was given by Bryan City Manager Keene Register at last night's City Council meeting. Meanwhile, Bryan and College Station Fire Department wives are teaming up to support them and the families of those killed. Casey Ray, wife of a College Station fireman, says the Run for Remembrance 5K will be both meaningful and practical.
Ricky and Mitch, who are down in Galveston, you know, their families are going to feel this for a long time. You know, they've got another couple months that they're going to be in the hospital and then rehab. So just those repercussions that come from having a wage earner in the family lost or injured for a long period of time. So we're trying to help them to raise the money to lessen that impact.
Ray says the 5K will take place at the Teeks Brayton Fire Training Field on April 20th. You can find a link to the registration page from our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 44 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now's the time to call Malik for your spring tune-up. We'll inspect every component of your HVAC system and make sure it's running efficiently to save you money throughout the hot summer.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott, and let's check our weather forecast this morning.
With high pressure now located off to our east, we get a chance to warm up, but it also means we'll start to move some moisture in from the Gulf of Mexico. For today, lots of sun, highs near 70, partly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. We'll turn mostly cloudy during the day tomorrow, 65 to 70. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds in near 70 during the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And it's 39. We're joined on the phone now by Texas House Rep District 20, Dr. Charles Schwartner. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning. This is State Senator Charles Schwartner. How are
you? Yes, sir. Very good. Thank you. You guys got a lot going on, and you in particular got your first bill passed.
Yeah. Well, I guess, first of all, taking a broader perspective, we're over halfway done with our legislative session. You know, this session hasn't been real flashy. We're focused more on the issues of that affect our state and rather than distractions or partisan rancor. I did get my first bill passed off the Senate floor, not without a little bit of ribbon from my fellow senators. They always do that with the first bill. But it was good to have it done and over with, and look forward to getting some more on the floor.
You know what was in the bill?
Well, it was a simple bill that just had some further reforms and streamlined Texas Medical Board process. Had to do with transparency and due process of complaints in reference to Texas Medical Board.
Well, and this session has been very much a grind, it sounds like, for everybody, and you guys ground out a budget.
Yeah, we sure did. Our budget is passed, is off the floor. We're waiting for the House budget to pass. I understand they're going to take it up on the 4th, and then the two budgets will have a conference committee between the Senate and the House, and we'll come up with a final version. I'm real proud of our budget. We funded Health and Human Services a little more than the House budget. We put money into mental health, for instance, and we have a little bit more money in reference to higher ed as well, $650 million more. And we also funded TRBs, which are revenue bonds that help construct higher education buildings, and that's an important thing that we need to address as well.
We're speaking with Senator Charles Schwartner. Now, you've got a bunch of stuff on the horizon that you're going to be working on here shortly.
Right. Well, one of the things, I guess our largest portion of our budget is education, and another portion of education is the curriculum. And there's been a great discussion about curriculum redesign, how much rigor versus how much flexibility should be in our curriculum here in the state of Texas for our public school students. And I'm on the side of increasing our flexibility in career and technology options and workforce preparedness. I want all the options so that every student can succeed, and try to reduce also our high-stakes testing that we have in place currently. Right now we have 15 tests, and the bill that was passed off the House floor went down to 5, and the Senate version also is at 5. I think we'll be taking that bill up shortly, maybe even today.
Oh, really?
Right.
You have anything?
Senate Bill 3.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to address, something I perhaps left out? I'm kind of filling the chair of Scott, and I want to make sure we get everything in that you want.
A very important issue in reference to the Brazos Valley is this Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing, the BARDA grant. Yesterday there was a press conference with the governor and lieutenant governor and the speaker, as well as representatives from GlaxoSmithKline. It's a $285 million federal contract with a lot of potential add-ons later on. It is a game-changer potentially for the Brazos Valley. Right now it's projected to potentially bring up to 7,000 jobs to the Brazos Valley. So it's a big win, and one I think most of the citizens in the Brazos Valley need to be aware of.
Oh, without question. That is, some people are saying that's going to be the biggest thing that's happened in Texas in 20 years.
That's right. I don't know about Texas, but it certainly is in the Brazos Valley, and it could be for Texas. But I'm very proud of that it's in place and that it's proceeding.
I think Mr. Sharp actually did say that it would be one of the biggest things we'd seen in Texas just in general.
Right.
Senator Schwerter, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We sure do appreciate it.
You bet, Kevin. Happy Easter.
Thank you, and happy Easter to you as well, sir.
Bye-bye.
From one guy to another, we're going to visit now with the mayor, and we get to play Jethro Trivia. Jason Byansky is here with us, mayor of Bryan.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good, Kevin.
Good. You ready for Jethro Trivia? You want to hang up a minute?
Absolutely. We're ready.
Get you all combobulated.
You need some coffee from the break room?
No, he's just getting situated in here.
I'm a Red Bull kind of guy.
Oh.
Their cat, yeah, no coffee.
Uh-oh.
If I were close enough, I'd punch it out with you. I'm the same way. All right, let's play Jethro Trivia. You ready? Our oddly informative news quiz asks simple questions about pop culture and recent current events. Fun to play, easy to win. Today's topic, sue everybody. By the way, there is no betting with Jethro Trivia. Thanks to new laws in China, you can now be sued for what? Thanks to new laws in China, you can now be sued for what? A, spitting. B, criticizing your boss. C, neglecting your parents. D, neglecting your personal hygiene. Again, thanks to the new laws in China, you can now be sued for what? Spitting. A, criticizing your boss. B, neglecting your parents. C, neglecting your personal hygiene. D, Kat, we'll start with you.
I'm going to guess C.
Neglecting your parents.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Zach?
D.
You're going with D, neglecting your personal hygiene.
Yes.
Mayor Byansky.
That is gross.
It's never logical in these answers here, but I'm going to go with B, criticizing your boss.
It was C.
C.
Neglecting your parents.
That made sense.
They take you to the pokey in China if you neglect your parents. So, Mayor Byansky, we're going to let you just start off. Is there something in particular you'd like to chat about?
Well,
do you want me to rake you over the coals a little bit first?
Continue with what Senator Shortner had to mention about the announcement with the GSK yesterday in Austin. That is a big day. I think they said the biggest decision in the Brazos Valley in the last 20 years. I think the chancellor and I would say one of the biggest decisions since the announcement of Texas University to this community here. I think there's a possibility of that for certain. I mean, and that's in conjunction with the BARDA announcement of a $300 million from the federal government. Now you've got the private sector partnership in this deal. So for the BioCorridor, which is in Bryan and in College Station, when you're talking about bringing in, this is just one piece of that puzzle. So they're talking about 7,000 jobs over 25 years, a $91 million facility. I think the impact, according to Ray Perryman in his report, was about $400 million that would come into our community in spinoffs and helping the economy over the next 25 years. You're talking about 7,000 jobs. So that's, and the governor said it, and I think it was quoted in many of the press releases that it was specifically mentioned that this would benefit Bryan-College Station, but it is for the state of Texas, for the United States, and for our national defense, and then for our protection as citizens. So to have that opportunity here at Texas University, and there's a lot of people to thank. I mean, I think I mentioned earlier that our Johnny Football in this project was Dr. Brett Drawer. I mean, he's the one that needs to take a lot of the credit in bringing GSK here and working to get this BARDA grant and everything that's going to happen in the BioCorridor. you know, the relationship between the two cities, Bryan and Caddo Station, the city councils, the city staff get along better than ever before, in my opinion. You know, instead of, we have no lawsuits between the cities. So for the first time, you know, the cities, you know, aren't suing each other. They're actually partnering together.
Working
to bring
and playing
in
well
jobs,
with others.
See what the fruits of our labor are. So, you know, it's good when you get along and you work together for the benefit of the community. And a lot of great things can happen here. You know, I want to thank the Board of Regents and Chancellor Sharp and all the folks that have been involved, the folks in Austin, you know, Governor Perry and Senator Shortner and Senator Ogden and our state reps and, you know, Speaker of the House Strauss and David Dewhurst, our Lieutenant Governor, because any of those folks could have killed, you know, the actions of what happened last night if the Speaker of the House didn't support it,
sure,
or the Lieutenant Governor didn't support it. And but they understand the importance and significance of making Texas the third coast. You know, so you've got the East Coast and West Coast with pharmaceutical giants, and now you're going to have I call it the Gulf Coast, the third coast here in Aguila. You know, so this is going to be earth-shattering, not only for the Brazos Valley. I think this is a big thing, but it's going to be big for the state of Texas.
Well, there was a study done some years back that said that this area really needed to diversify away from the university a bit because, you know, majority of the jobs were tied into just one place. Now, this is related to the university, but in that vein, it's something almost completely standalone because it's not just for teaching, as it were.
Well, and you've got
and
the
research,
all the new private sector businesses that are located
crop up
in
around
in the bio corridor. I mean, we just closed a property with Woodbolt this past week, and they're a nutraceutical company,
right,
that is one of the biggest suppliers to GNC. It has nothing to do with you know, those public sector jobs. They're all private sector jobs, high paying jobs. So, you know, it's great. You know, with our business park out there, the new Texas Triangle Park on Highway 6 in 2018. I mean, we've got some higher-end manufacturing jobs that are coming in, and, you know, one of the probably the largest business to ever come to Bryan-Caddo Station will be announced probably in the next 30 to 60 days.
No kidding.
For that park, and so you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Can you say what it is?
It's manufacturing. I'll just leave
okay.
it at that at this point.
That's fair. I don't want to grill you too much.
But, you know, so there'll be jobs and average wages there, probably about $35,000, $40,000 range. So we've got jobs in all sectors, jobs in all price ranges. And then, you know, the service sector that benefit from it, whether y'all are selling radio ads or if someone's selling them a home or if someone's doing their laundry, their cleaning, restaurants, retail establishments.
Placing help wanted ads.
Everyone's going to benefit from these new jobs that are coming to the Brazos Valley and the Research Valley area here. So, you know, I want to thank Todd McDaniels with the RVP and our Bryan Business Council. There's so many people that have been involved to get to this point. And this didn't happen overnight. I mean, this has been worked on by previous councils and Bryan, you know, previous administrations and getting the Health Science Center to the west side. You know, without the Health Science Center, you wouldn't have had the bio-corridor. Without the bio-corridor, you wouldn't have the BARDA deal and the GSK deal. Everything is dominoing. So what's good for Bryan's good for Caddo Station, and what's good for Caddo Station is good for Bryan. But it is an exciting day, and I think years down the road, you know, probably within the next 5 years when we see everything come to fruition out there in the bio-corridor, we'll see the impact that it's going to have on our community here. But we're still in tough economic
sure.
times, and people are underemployed and unemployed, and they're looking for jobs. And I run into I deal with students in the real estate business all the time, and they want to graduate A&M, and they'd love to raise their families here in Aggieland and stay here and watch Johnny Manziel on the weekends and playing football.
Absolutely.
But they go to Austin, they go to Houston, they go to Dallas because they can't get the type of wages that they're looking for in the jobs.
They have to pay off that student loan.
Opportunities. And so now this will afford them to stay here in Aggieland and, you know, and continue living that Aggie dream. So it's good for our community. It's a big day for Texan University System, the state of Texas, and for Bryan-Caddo Station.
We're visiting with Mayor Jason Bianski from the city of Bryan. Now, the joint planning meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding the 2013 plan of works. Any direction on that?
Well, I'm going to have to pass on that. I wasn't present for that discussion yesterday. I was actually in Austin for the GSK announcement, so I didn't get back to about 4:30 or so. But our Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton did participate in that. But when we visit with our Planning and Zoning Commission, you know, the council will talk about some items that they want to address. There's some concerns that the Planning Department and the Planning and Zoning Commissioners would like to address. If they want to work on, like, the West Side Historic District, or if they want to work on the central part of Bryan, or if there's other changes that they'd like to make, then they'll bring that up at that time, and the two governing bodies will talk about some of those changes. But I didn't hear some of the comments of the commissioners. I haven't looked at the minutes of the meetings yet, because those haven't come out. But I was not present because I was in Austin for the announcement at that time.
Mr. Mayor, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. You have anything you need to wrap up with?
Yes, I just want to remind everyone, I think Congressman Flores mentioned it before, but continue to keep Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti in your prayers. They're definitely making progress up in Galveston, and continue to keep the Wallace and Pickard families in your prayers. You know, we're going into the Easter season here this weekend, and want to wish everyone a blessed and happy Easter, but please continue to remember all four of those families in your prayers. They're going through a lot right now, you know, and the sacrifices that they have made for our community and to make it a better community. So God bless them, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to be here today.
Thank you, Mr. Kevin. Mayor. Appreciate it. Community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Look for an early pullback on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest stocks will start the midweek session on a sour note. The market rallied yesterday, but analysts say the latest political turmoil in Italy is making investors nervous. European stocks are down. The National Association of Realtors will release data on pending home sales shortly after the start of trading on Wall Street. A strong report could help to bolster investor confidence. Would you be more inclined to order from Walmart.com if it were less of a hassle to pick up merchandise at a nearby store? Walmart wants to find out. Lockers will be set up in about a dozen test stores. Customers will be able to pick up the things they order without having to wait in line or deal with a clerk. If you have a computer or another type of device with the Windows 8 operating system, Barnes & Noble has a new Nook electronic reading app available. The company is offering free book and magazine downloads to introduce the app. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
An absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors,
or it looks different laid down,
oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Suddenlink has
this is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes.
You're wasting money right now, probably, and you're slower internet than you'd like to have. Guess what? They can eliminate those expensive communications because new customers can get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 a month. It's difficult for you to be able to control costs sometimes, but not when it comes to your phone and your internet service. All it takes is a phone call to Chad Cowan or one of his staff at 595-2413. They will provide the business solutions that you need. You know, you get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased. You get to keep the phone number that you may have had for years and years, and you get to save money as well. Now you can visit Suddenlink's updated website that includes online chat support at suddenlinkbusiness.com. Call Suddenlink right now and find out about the special bundling price offers they have. You can save up to 30% versus the phone company. And again, you get crystal clear connectivity, and the high-speed internet can make you more efficient every day. So give them a call at 595-2413 and find out about business solutions from Suddenlink.
Quick check of your weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof and the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
East, we get a chance to warm up, but it also means we'll start to move some moisture in from the Gulf of Mexico. For today, lots of sun, highs near 70, partly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. We'll turn mostly cloudy during the day tomorrow, 65 to 70. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds near 70 during the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Keck. Kat is back with the headlines coming up next. It's 40, by the way, the WTAW.
At Batteries Plus, we'll be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman to save $7 on Switch, Satco, and Zanaro LED light bulbs. And $5 off Sylvania LED now through March 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A student pilot from Temple says he had trouble with his plane after landing yesterday afternoon at Easterwood Airport.
According to his statement, that he was taxiing in when the nose gear collapsed after he had landed. I do not know if he had an incident on his landing or not.
Director of Aviation John Happ says whatever the cause, the main runway was closed while the single-engine Cessna was pushed away.
As soon as it happened, the tower notified the emergency vehicles, and they responded within seconds. Fortunately, like I said, nobody was hurt, but they were there just in case.
A photo of the plane without its front landing gear and propeller is on our website at WTAW.com. The parents of an A&M student have asked police for assistance in finding their son. 19-year-old Anderson Puckett has not been seen since Sunday night when he was leaving his campus apartment. On our website at WTAW.com is a photo of Puckett and contact information if you've seen him.
The Bryan-College Station BioCorridor will include a 110,000-square-foot building to produce vaccines. The $91 million drug manufacturing plant, where groundbreaking is expected this summer, was the subject of a news conference yesterday at the state capitol. The joint announcement was made by the A&M System and GlaxoSmithKline. Vice Chancellor Brett Girard, in comments made available by the governor's office, says the first priority is the production of 50 million doses of pandemic flu vaccine in a four-month period.
The facility will also manufacture GSK's cell-based seasonal influenza vaccine to augment the nation's current supply of egg-based annual vaccines.
GSK was called the key partner among 19 associated with A&M's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. The center was dedicated last July as part of a $285 million federal grant. And thanks to an alert neighbor, a growing list of rural burglaries in Leon, Limestone, and McLennan counties might be solved. Leon County Sheriff Kevin Ellis says a North Zulch couple was taken to jail and there could be more arrests as part of the continuing investigation.
We're tracking back all the way to Waco right now. We're just finding more and more residents and buildings that have been broken into.
The arrests of 39-year-old Jennifer K. Walla and 22-year-old Ethan Tinkham followed repeated visits to the same area where residents were on guard.
They've done so many burglaries in a small area of Limestone County. You know, that all the neighbors was aware of what was going on and was kind of watching out. And when they seen this vehicle, they talked to them and, their story didn't add up as to why they were there.
Ellis suspects they have recovered property from North Zulch that has not been reported stolen. A Louisiana man will remain in jail held without bond on a federal charge of blackmailing an A&M professor who committed suicide.
The victim's widow tells the Associated Press James Ani was a good man. Miriam Ani also says he was, quoting, very human with flaws just like all of us. And while her husband had been depressed for several years, she says she's not excusing his actions. Daniel Duplessis goes on trial May 28th for using an underage girl to lure the professor into a sexually explicit online relationship, then contacting Ani acting as an outraged father to demand money. According to court records, when Ani didn't pay up, Duplessis said he was going to publicize the relationship. That's when the professor jumped from the top of the Northside garage. Law enforcement investigating Ani's death found emails and text messages that revealed the scheme that led to Duplessis' arrest. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Finally, coming up, there's an opportunity to join Bryan and College Station Fire Department wives to support the families affected by the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. One College Station fireman's wife, K.C. Ray, says community response for the upcoming Run for Remembrance 5K has been amazing.
We've just really had kind of a groundswell of support that's come around these four families. And as a firefighter wife, that's amazing for me to see, because a lot of the times we feel like we get overlooked, like people don't really notice until something bad has happened. And so it's just really heartwarming to see everybody coming out in support of these families, just to tell them that we're here. And we're going to be here no matter what.
At WTAW.com, you can find more details about the race and how to register. Meanwhile, Bryan City Manager Keene Register was in Galveston earlier this week to check in on injured firemen Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran.
Ricky and Mitch are progressing well. I will say, though, that they still have a very long way to go before they'll be back home. They're both in good spirits and look forward to being able to come back to Bryan, and just ask that you please keep them and their families in your prayers.
Register says both continue to undergo frequent and very painful surgeries from severe burns in last month's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. WTAW News time is 8:37. It's 45 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan-College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interests first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481.
693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites. Made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet. Open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's check your weather forecast.
High pressure has slipped into the lower Mississippi River Valley this morning. Now that it's off to our east, we'll start a process of warming up. Sunshine today, close to 70 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tomorrow with highs of 65 to 70. Clouds, chance for a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Mostly cloudy in the near 70 as we head through the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Currently 40 here at the studios of WTAW. Now, I couldn't have said this any better myself, any better certainly than Canada's National Post newspaper. Quote, France has good wine, great culture, a 35-hour work week, and a miserable population. A study by the Paris School of Economics finds that the French are among the unhappiest people on the planet. Really? The study found the participants unhappy about the economy, the education system, and, quote, the state of democracy, and a low level of trust in other people, and the vast majority disagreeing with the statement, for most people, life is getting better. The study's author said, it turns out that France ranks first in terms of negative effect and last in terms of positive effect. In fact, discontent is so high in France right now that a poll last year ranked France worse than Iraq and Afghanistan. No way. In a survey of expectations for 2012. Well, at least French people aren't brainwashed. It's all the cheese. They're bound up. What? It's a constipation joke. I was just trying to be clever. Oh, I'm sorry. They eat too much cheese. It's still before 9 a.m. Under the headline of taking things way too seriously, a swimming pool in northern England has been converted into what might be called the world's wettest movie theater. The 109-year-old Turkish bathhouse called Bellamy Bath has been retrofit with a cinema screen so that customers can now enjoy soaking in the hot mineral waters while watching classic films. That's kind of cool. Everything so far has had a water theme, though, and I find it funny that you would go to a Turkish bathhouse to watch a movie, and that movie would be Finding Nemo or Jaws. I don't know. When you said classic movies, I thought you meant black and white, old, you know, Greta Garbo. Well, maybe they'll like do Wake of the Red Witch or something. I didn't know it had to be water movies. That's what they said so far. Mount Vernon is making 1,100 bottles of rye whiskey using a recipe from none other than the man that could not tell a lie, George Washington himself. Really? The booze will go on sale next month, $95 a bottle, but you'd better keep your expectations low. The guy that has the blog about death, land, and taxes, it's a liquor-based thing. I don't know why. The liquor peddlers at Mount Vernon aren't telling you is back in the day, the Founding Fathers whiskey was rot gut at best. He dug up an old article in a journal called American History explaining that Washington used his neighbor's extra grain to make very bad, end quote, rye whiskey. Hey, hey, well, isn't all whiskey pretty bad?
Tried.
Not if you're Irish. The stuff coming out in April uses the same recipe and is the most, quote, authentic version of Washington's whiskey available, for better or worse, apparently. Well, so if you want to.
$95 down the drain, pretty well. I mean, not necessarily down the drain. It's not like you can use it, but I mean, that, I guess that would kind of be a cool memento to have, but not necessarily to use.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I can see there's some value to that. I'm sure that means a lot to liquor people who are into history. I was very excited that I got Washington's peanut soup recipe whenever I visited Mount Vernon. So, since we're talking about down the drain, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are the Philadelphia Phillies minor league team in AAA. Okay. And this season, the Iron Pigs will make sports history because their stadium will be the first venue to feature. You ready for this? a urinal gaming system.
Oh, man.
In other words, if you go to the men's potty room at the stadium, it will allow you to control video games.
Games or watch the game itself?
No, it will allow you to control it's to keep the guys from spilling over after they've had a few beers.
Ugh.
Again, I don't want to go into a lot of detail. I just found it fascinating. They found a way to make a video game out of that.
I've wondered if it's supposed to be like a racing game, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
It.
I don't want to really do any more. We've covered the topic sufficiently.
They just post the highest scores on the scoreboard for everybody to see.
Walk in, I did that.
It is AAA.
Let me see. If you've never had an office romance, it's time to start looking over your shoulder, perhaps. The only reason I bring this up, they did a new survey and figured out the average career of most people. You're going to have 6 different jobs at 6 different companies, plus 4 interviews at companies that decide not to hire you. Through the course of your career, you'll have 12 pay raises.
Wait a second. If you are only having 4 interviews where people don't hire you, you're not applying at enough places.
All right.
Anyway, sorry.
How do you feel about doing news, Zach? Apparently, Kat's thinking about leaving.
No, that is not what I said.
All these other places I applied to that I want to go work at, I keep having to come back here.
No, I meant, okay, I applied for a bunch of jobs in the past. Please continue.
12 pay raises, 3 major work arguments, and 875 minor arguments.
What constitutes a major argument? Like fist fight?
And I really think it depends on who your coworkers are.
Raised voices, I'm guessing.
I can think of some I would probably argue with before others, you know?
You'll burn 125 sick days. You'll show up late 188 times. One time getting laid off or one time getting fired, and you'll average, I won't, but the normal person will average 45,500 cups of coffee during their career.
See, that was the thing I kind of didn't hear this morning, and Kat was offering me a cup of coffee, and I told her I don't drink coffee either. So me and you aren't going to be on that list.
No, sir.
You're just too special for coffee, I guess.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
I just really don't like the taste.
Well, you need lots of sugar and milk.
Oh, so it's
rather defeating the purpose, but anyway.
Yeah.
No, it does. It doesn't. It only enhances it because you got your caffeine, then you got your sugar, which on this own show, we recently said something about it makes your brain activate or something, right? So we get the sugar, we get the caffeine, everybody's happy. And then the dairy's there for just, you know, health.
Oh, yeah, that's it, because the heavy cream is what makes that healthy. And then there you go, Kat.
If you drink enough of it, then you can go to the Iron Pigs game and win the Euro.
Allen Honda is celebrating a really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. What do you get for the guy that has everything?
A tie?
No.
Oh, man.
If you're in England, you get a giant snake. So the guy found a deal on a great snake in Africa. It's called an African rock snake, the world's third largest snake. They kill animals like antelopes and crocodiles by constricting, like a boa constrictor does. And then they swallow them whole.
Wow.
Dwayne didn't know any of that. He just wanted the big, cool snake. So he bought one, 10-foot. African rock snake, brought it home, let it hang out in the living room while a friend of his slept on the couch. When Dwayne woke up the next morning, he found the snake next to the couch, rearing up with its jaw unhinged and seconds away from trying to eat his buddy whole.
That is pretty scary.
Tossed a heavy blanket over the snake, subdued it, and called the local zoo to come get it. This week, he got suspended 8 weeks since for receiving stolen goods. Apparently, the snake was stolen.
Yeah, how did he find the snake? Get it?
Online, if I had to guess.
Oh my gosh!
Do you watch Breaking Bad?
I don't.
You don't watch TV.
I've read about it.
Zach, or not?
Well, I know enough about it for you to talk about it. Well, why don't you tell me what you're going to tell us
it's
anyway?
It's not so much about Breaking Bad, but they're keeping the final script a big, big secret.
I think I read about this. Does it have several different alternative endings?
Well, maybe so, but the big part of it is one of the scripts is missing. On March the 1st, an Albuquerque man named Xavier spotted one of the stars parked in a New Mexico parking lot and forced entry into the vehicle. Once inside, he swiped a bag that contained the actor's iPad and a copy of the shooting script for the final episode. The script wasn't for the finale, but it was probably full of spoilers. Cops have busted the guy before after a tipster had heard him bragging about the crime at a local bar. Unfortunately, neither the tablet nor the script were retrieved from his home after a search. He also was refusing to confess to the crime and tell the cops what he did with the goods.
Terrible. Wow.
So if you're a fan of that show and you see a pop-up alert online, don't read it because it may actually spoil the series for you, which would irritate the dickens out of me. I was watching Sons of Anarchy. That was one that I've kind of locked onto.
Yeah.
And I had kept the last two shows for about a month because I just hadn't had a chance to sit down and watch them. And I wanted to kind of watch them back to back because they were building up to a very big ending. And sure enough, somebody posted on Facebook, and can you believe the end? Oh, no!
Lame.
Oh, I was so upset. So, so mad.
Oh.
CBS is going to buy 50% of TV Guide and their cable channel, worth about $100 million. CBS says the channel, available in more than 80 million homes, will continue to focus on entertainment. TV Guide magazine isn't part of the deal, however. In other TV news, every day might be New Year's Eve, coming soon to CNN. Sources are saying Anderson Cooper is going to team up with Kathy Griffin, who hosted their New Year's Eve coverage every year. They filmed a pilot Tuesday at CNN Studios in New York. Few details about the project were available, but the pilot was filmed in front of a live studio audience, and CNN is in the midst of a big revamp under the direction of a brand new president. That's Jeff Zucker. And Mr. Zucker has been more than a little successful working television.
Oh, yeah.
Can you blame? We can't. Well, actually, some of us can. But can you blame robots for taking over jobs? And like the whole Terminator scenario, will that come true? Well, economics professor in British Columbia, Vancouver, says the current employment rate could go on much longer. The unemployment rate could go on much longer than we think because all the good jobs have been taken by robots.
Yeah, why aren't they designing robots to, you know, clean out poo and shovel the sides of, I don't know, channels in the sewer and stuff like that so people don't have to do it?
Absolutely. He says the reason there used to be so many good jobs is that people needed to develop, build, and install high-tech systems. But now those are in place, robots and computers are automating more and more jobs than ever. Quote, once the robots are in place, you still need some people, but you need a lot less than you were when you were putting in the robots.
Yeah, I have a friend who shovels poo. Poor thing.
For a living?
Yeah.
Because I did that.
Anyway.
No, I did it for a municipal utilities district. You know, the old adage, it beats shoveling, you know what. I actually did. 38% of people have lied about wanting to see a movie on a date. If you're going to go out with your significant other, it's more than likely that they lied to you about what movie they wanted to go see. 38% of people said they've gone to a movie they didn't want to see just for the sake of the date. 23% have faked interest in a hobby, and 19% have eaten food that they hated just to impress somebody. I don't like anybody that much. At all. Moth infestations are up 75%. The hipsters are to blame for this. At least that's what it says. Moths are making a huge comeback because exterminators are being called more and more, 75% over the past 5 years, because experts say thrift store shops are responsible for the infestation. Moths thrive on natural cottons and linens used in clothes from the 60s and 70s, not the synthetic stuff that we wear now. And as the vintage looks from those eras have gotten hip again, they've brought the moths back with them. Moths love laying their eggs in the old fabric, and their larvae then worm in even closer and closer and closer. It's not just the hipsters, of course. It's everybody that's wearing the fancy, fancy clothes that are made of natural cottons. It is 8:54 now. We'll check your forecast here in just a minute on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction. And to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead. Make your deal.
It's the Construction Reduction Sales Event going on now at Sterling Kia. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Kia will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Kia for less. 2013 Kia Soul, just $159 per month. 2013 Kia Optima, just $189 per month. Plus, if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. And all new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Sterling Kia, 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 36-month Optima, 39-month Soul, 12,000 miles per year lease, $24.90 due at signing, plus TT&L first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit, trade balance carried to new loan. Offer includes all incentives.
You know, sometimes you only get one chance, like making that first impression, remembering your lines on opening night, or packing your first parachute.
Geronimo!
But books, music, and movies always get a second chance at half-price books. Now they're even paying cash for gaming consoles, video games and accessories, even e-readers, iPhones, iPads, and iPods. Second chances are what half-price books is all about. Sure, they have tons of great new stuff, but the treasures are the things that other folks have chosen not to pack up in trash, but to take to half-price books for cash. And for a limited time, you'll get a 10% off coupon on any purchase at half-price books when you sell the things you've already enjoyed. When I sell to half-price books, I feel I'm sharing a little piece of myself with somebody that I may never meet, and I think that's kind of neat. So sell your stuff at half-price books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
This is the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station. Have you ever studied the lists or catalogs of sins within the Bible? There are a number of such lists. Romans chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 5. The point is this. You need to study these lists and the terms found therein. It is critically important. In fact, after listing 17 specific sins, Galatians 5:21 concludes that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes, studying and understanding such lists does matter. Come study with us today. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. My name's Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually vacationing today. Today's going to be lovely. Sunny skies. It's all going to kind of blow in, though, later on this afternoon. We'll see 25 to 30 mile-an-hour winds later today. Tonight, we drop off to 50. Tomorrow, we're going to be cloudy and sunny again with constant winds around 25. We pick things up a little bit towards the weekend as we add just a touch of rain to the forecast Friday through Sunday, and then we bump that up even farther on Monday back to about a 30% chance. Forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com. As we get started this morning, I sure do appreciate you listening and being patient with me as we're trying to iron out all the bugs and everything.
That's okay. You're doing a great job.
Oh, you're very sweet to say that. Time for us to go back in histoire for just a little bit. On this date in 1794, George Washington authorized the U.S. Navy. In 1860, the corkscrew was patented. Wine drinkers all over the world are extraordinarily happy. let me see. Billy Dee Williams finally received his long overdue star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1985.
Okay.
Why? I have no idea. I've never been a giant fan, sorry. 22 years ago in 1991, Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block was arrested and left the group. That was just for you because I know your affinity for that.
No, I don't know them that well.
I thought you were a big fan.
No, one of my friends was really into them, but Donnie and Danny are the only two names I know from that band.
Oh, okay.
Now, you're just stereotyping me. Thanks a lot.
Anything else I can do, just let me know. 15 years ago on this date, 1998, the Food and Drug Administration approved Viagra. Race car jokes abound thereafter because of media.